Hey everybody, my name is Sergey Baidashny and I'm a Principal Technical Evangelist at Microsoft Canada. And welcome back to my training about Visual Studio Code for Mac developers. And in this session we are going to discuss Yeoman tool. So, what is Yeoman tool and how we can use it together with Visual Studio Code? And why, which is more important. If you have experience with Visual Studio community or even with Xcode, you know that all modern integrated development environments support lots of different project templates. So using Visual Studio, for example, you can select file new project and you can select a template from the list of many different templates. For example, ASP.NET application, ASP.NET template, and Visual Studio will create all basic, all common files for you, including project.json, including lots of different references to the most common libraries, including configuration files, etc. So you have to do nothing in order to create at least basic project, and you have to concentrate your attention just on your code. And what's all? In case of Visual Studio, Visual Studio is a code-based editor, is a folder-based editor. And in case of Visual Studio, you can open a folder, but what next? How to create project.json, for example, in the right format? Where to find the most common templates, etc. So it's not easy, and if you want to create something complex, I would recommend to use Yeoman tool. Yeoman tool will allow us to create basic structure for many different project types. And after that, once you create, for example, ASP.NET application, thanks to Yeoman, you will be able to open it from Visual Studio Code and continue developing just your code. So let's try to see how to use Yeoman. First of all, you can visit yeoman.io site. Visiting this site, you can find how to create your own generator for your favorite projects or how to use existing generators. So just click discovering existing generators and you can see that Yeoman contains more than 3,000 different generators for many different projects. For example, if we are looking something around ASP.NET, we can start typing ASP and you can see that there ASP.NET template that allows us to generate ASP.NET projects using Yeoman. So let's try to use Yeoman tool, and of course in order to use it we have to execute terminal window and we have to install Yeoman tool first of all. So we can use a Node.js package manager in order to install Yeoman tool. So let's execute sudo npm install globally and Yeoman just yo, click enter. So Yeoman is installed, but before to start using Yeoman, we have to install templates for our projects. We have to install generators. So first of all, you have to decide which generators you are going to use. For example, we can try to use ASP.NET generator. So we can use npm tool in order to install a selected generator. So like npm. Install g and after that we have to type generator's name, but we have add a prefix generator, so generator ASP.NET. Let's type enter. Done. And now we can use generator in order to create our project based on templates that we just installed using ASP.NET generator. So let's type yo and ASP.NET generator name. So no. On the first step, we have to select project type, so you can see that we can create any standard ASP.NET application, like application based on web API, like class library, or just basic web application, or we can select, for example, console application. So let's select console. We have to provide application name. By default, you can see that it's called console application. click enter, it's okay for us. And so Yeoman just created project that contains program.cs and project.json. Of course, in case of console application, we have a very basic project. So now we can use Visual Studio Code in order to open this directory inside our Yeoman test directory. Open. And now we can start working with our console application. So you can see that in this case we have a very basic template. Of course, it's really easy to create something like program class, but we have a project.json file as well. And you can see that Visual Studio Code still cannot open this file because we installed C# extensions. And now you can see that Visual Studio Code recognizes this file as a C# file, and IntelliSense system works not good now because project.json cannot be recognized, but at least we can see that we can see different colors for different basic constructions. In case of project.json, this template based on .NET execution environment that we still did not install on our computer, so we will discuss what is DNX and how to use it next time. But on this stage, you at least know how to use Yeoman in order to create something basic. So in next sessions, once we create a new ASP.NET application, we are not going to discuss how to create project.json from scratch. You will simply select Yeoman tool and you will use ASP.NET generator in order to create basic project based on existing templates. Of course, Visual Studio Code allows to use a special extension that allows to integrate Yeoman directly to Visual Studio Code. So let's see this extension. We have to select install extension, of course, and let's try something like Yeoman. So you can see that there are special Yeoman tool. Let's download it. So done. And we have to restart Visual Studio Code after that. And now you can invoke command palette window in order to execute Yeoman tool. So you can see that you can select existing generators from the list. I have just one generator, we just installed ASP.NET generator, so we can select this generator. After that, you can select additional parameters, so you can select the same console application, you can select web application, etc. So you have to provide some additional parameters there, like application name, or you can enter and open next step, etc. So you can see that in this case, you have not to use command line tool at all. So you can use Visual Studio and you can select all things directly from Visual Studio interface. And thanks to output window, you will see final result. So it's really easy to use Yeoman tool, and in next sessions, we are going to use it several times.